We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Friday show with me, Joe Beamer, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just one last comment on last hour's topic, and this is so very true. I was the exact same way. The text reads on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, "I was never one to believe in conspiracy theories until Trump convinced me otherwise." That is 100% how I feel. I always would laugh at conspiracy theories. I would always, especially during the Bush administration, when I was in high school, in the first few years of college, it seemed like every week you would hear this new conspiracy. I mean, all the conspiracies around government and all that stuff. And I still laugh at those conspiracies and think it's hilarious. But then you look at the conspiracies around Trump. And when he first got elected, I said, you know what? This is just a shock. Once they realize, hey, this is how it is. You lost. You know, they will get back to not being normal. But they'll actually accept the election and maybe, you know, return to normalcy. Well, they haven't. And we're seeing not only the media go completely insane over Trump, but now we see people involved in this impeachment inquiry, the whistleblower attorney, that he was also plotting to impeach the president. So that's the last thing I want to say about that. Hey, it's Friday. Let's have a little fun. If you heard, we'll set this up with a sad note and then try to have a little fun with it. The Sears, the final Sears in Western New York at the McKinley Mall, it will be closing. And as someone who worked in retail for a while, it's sad to see these big brick and mortar stores close. The one I worked at before coming here already went out of business, the Bed Bath & Beyond on Union behind the Galleria Mall. That was sad. Like I said, I worked there for over at that particular store for over 2.5 years. Worked with the company for over 5. It was sad to see that store close, and now to see the final Sears in Western New York go out of business. It's not only a huge blow to Sears, obviously, as they close 96 more stores nationally. It's a huge blow to the McKinley Mall, which gets a bad rap. But there's some good stores in that McKinley Mall. The Express Outlet, Old Navy, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy. I mean, places that I think I like to frequent a lot. But 20% of the McKinley Mall will be empty just with this Sears going out of business. They occupy 20% of the McKinley Mall. So it's a huge blow, like I said, not only to Sears, but to the McKinley Mall. Now, their sale, they're going out of business sale, will start December 2nd after Black Friday. And Sears used to have such a presence here in Western New York. They had the Eastern Hills Mall. They had the Galleria. They had the Boulevard. They were the last store open at the Summit Mall. And now completely off the map in Western New York, not only Sears, but Kmart closing their final Western New York location on Hurdle is also out of the Western New York landscape. So that's the sad news. Like I said, someone who worked retail and who's been in communications with a few people who have lost their jobs in retail, it's really sad that it's right now kind of on the downslide. But I have a few questions stemming off of this news of Sears going out of business. So I did a lot of reading on retail and the state of malls going into the holidays. And it's funny, CNBC had this story from April 2019, earlier this year. Offering shoppers new experiences isn't helping as malls see a tsunami of stores closing and falling traffic. Now, the same month, the exact same month, Bloomberg came out with the story. Millennials tried to kill the American mall, but Gen Z might save it. Now, according to this article, 95% of Gen Zers, that is the generation under millennials. So technically, I am a millennial. Teenagers now are Gen Zers. They visit, 95% of them have visited a physical shopping center in the last 3 months. The same three-month period, only 75% of millennials visited physical shopping centers, and 58% of Gen Xers actually visited physical shopping centers. So it seems of the generations, the three youngest generations, Gen Z likes the mall. The generation that was born with an iPhone in their hand, they like going to the mall. So could they save the mall? Is there a mall comeback on the horizon? Well, a few months ago, CNBC posted that article of the new experiences and falling traffic in the malls. But then they said, is the retail collapse over? Shopping mall owners think so. Now, that could be wishful thinking, obviously. If I owned a mall, I would wish the comeback. I would wish the collapse was over and a comeback was in sight. But I want to know from you. We're going into the holiday season. The holiday shopping season for a lot of you has already begun. So will you be going to physical shopping centers? Will you be hitting up the mall this holiday season? Will you be going to Consumer Square, which is right behind us on the boulevard? Will you be going there, or will you be doing most of your holiday shopping online? Also, give me one reason to shop at a brick and mortar store, and give me one reason to shop online. And I know a lot of you like this topic. I like this topic. Give me something from the past, be it a shopping place, be it a particular event, an amusement park, for me, Discovery Zone. Give me something from the past you wish you could see back, you wish would come back, be back in business. Like I said, for me, it's Discovery Zone. As an adult, I know that's ridiculous because I probably couldn't even fit in the little tunnels now, but it would be great for kids nowadays to have a real childhood experience at Discovery Zone. Let me tell you, that place, as a kid, you could spend weeks alone. I mean, just an awesome experience, and it stinks that kids nowadays don't get to experience that. They don't even get to experience being outside. They're always playing PlayStation, you know, and online. They're never outside, and Discovery Zone would be great to have back. I want to know from you, what would you like to see make a comeback? And how will you be doing your holiday shopping? And are malls going to have a comeback? 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. You can send me a text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 3930. It's Joe Beamer. We're back after this. On the text board, someone just said, Joe, I don't think you're old enough to remember brand names. I do remember brand names, mostly because of their holiday commercials where they had that little jingle, bring brand names home for the holidays. I was going to sing it, but I think during the next break, I'll just go find it and I'll play it for you going into the next segment. But I do remember brand names. They said something about Century House. Do not remember that. Back to the Gen Z, the youngest of the generations. They say 91% of those Gen Z shoppers, while they're in store, are searching the deal on their phone to find in store. So some of us get frustrated standing inside a home improvement store for 45 minutes, might just go ahead and order something off the app. These shoppers are shopping on their phone while they're in the store and then go buy the deal. They will go find it on their phone and then say, hey, here's the deal I saw on my phone. This is what I want to buy. But 95% of Gen Z shoppers visited a physical shopping center in a three-month period. That opposed to 75% of millennials and 58% of Gen X shoppers. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone said that's because Generation Z has nothing else to do. They have the time to visit a mall. So maybe a lot of it has to do with time and shopping online. You can also be doing something else. 803-0930-930. Diane in Buffalo. Diane, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Beamer. I wanted to talk about Sears. The one place I do miss is Crystal Beach. You know, it's long gone, but I don't know if you remember it.
I don't remember it, but Steve Cishon, who used to work here, does Torn Down Wednesdays or Tuesdays in the paper, and he always has something that, you know, is no longer there. And I think he did a really good piece on Crystal Beach a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a terrific place. You know, it was fun when you were a little kid or when you were older and had kids of your own. It just was a nice place, family place. But I'm going to miss Sears. I think I first went to Sears. I was on Main Street near Sisters Hospital. In the 50s, my dad used to go there for tires and tools. I'm going to really miss Sears because I have bought all my glasses, eyeglasses, appliances, vacuum cleaners, winter boots. Everything is Sears, and now I don't know where I'm going to buy anything.
You know, it's funny, Diane. Until this morning, I did not know that that building, now a part of Canisius College, was the original Sears in Western New York.
Yeah.
Along with that parking garage.
I was there, even there in the 70s. I remember I bought a sewing machine there in the 70s. At one point, I don't know where it started going out to the malls. But there used to be like a Sears Optical everywhere. They were in North Buffalo. They were down on Niagara Falls Boulevard area, North Tonawanda. They were everywhere. And now I just bought two pairs of glasses in April at the Sears at the McKinley Mall. And I'm 70 years old. You know, I guess that'll probably be the last pair of glasses I get because I don't know where to get them. I'm very fussy. And I like the quality of Sears. And I'm going to really miss Sears. I just don't know where I'm going to shop. My son shops online at Amazon, but he has to return, you know, half of what he buys because it doesn't fit him when he gets it. You know, so he has to return it. And that's a big hassle. And I really like going in and looking at things and trying them on, like shoes and boots and glasses and coats.
And Diane, even me as a millennial, I have to say, I prefer buying clothing in person. Like you said, I want to try it on. A medium made by this maker is not the same as a medium by somebody else.
Correct.
I mean, you're taking a gamble, especially if you've never bought something from that store before, if you buy it online.
And I'm real fussy, too, about shoes and you know, I like quality. I like leather shoes. If you're going to buy shoes, I don't like plastics. And, you know, because a lot of times they have these things that look like real leather and it's not. You know, and it falls apart very quickly. You think you're saving money, but you're not because they fall apart real, and they're not comfortable. And, you know, if you buy shoes online, things like that.
Well, Diane, thanks for the call. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Diane in Buffalo, she was a regular at the final Sears in Western New York that will be going out of business sometime in February. And like I said, it's not only sad news for Sears and for them now being out of Western New York. It's a big hit on the McKinley Mall. And I'd be very interested if anyone out there knows of any plans. I remember it might have been a year or so ago, there were plans to turn the McKinley Mall into some sort of sports and fitness complex. I'm not sure where that went. It seems like now this could be a big start on that with 20% of the mall going away when Sears leaves. 803-0930, let me tell you, let me ask you, what do you, with Sears going out of business, A, do you think the mall has any kind of comeback? And I think for the Galleria locally, I think you're still fine. I mean, it seems like of stores that want to stay in Western New York, they have a place at the Galleria. But the mall in general, because you look at the other malls here in Western New York. Now, Eastern Hills has a 10-year plan where that will be more than a mall. So not so much them, but look at the Boulevard. Now look at McKinley. Where is the future, if any? Will a comeback, is a comeback right around the corner? Is a comeback in sight? Or are we going to see Sears going out of business? Are we next going to see JCPenney, Macy's, these big names that, you know, you thought would never go away, being eliminated from, well, right now, Western New York? I think Sears in a few years will probably be completely eliminated from the shopping landscape. But we'll see. That's obviously speculation. Also, how will you be shopping this holiday season? Will you be going out, getting in your car, going to Consumer Square that's right near us here off the Boulevard? Will you be going through the hassle of the mall and getting a picture with Santa Claus? I'll be getting my picture with Santa Claus at least. And give me a positive, a reason to shop at a brick and mortar store and a reason to shop online. And also one that's really taken away on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. What from the past do you wish would come back? Like I said, for me, it's Discovery Zone. A lot of people have said brand names. Hills is a very popular one. And I do remember the end of Hills department store, but it seemed once Ames bought Hills, it was story, you know, it was completely gone. I mean, Hills was bought by Ames, and then Ames crumbled, I think, what, 2 or 3 years later. So that didn't last too long. 803-0930-*930. Let's go to Ed in Lovejoy. Ed, good morning.
Hello there, Mr. Beamer.
Ed, what do you got for us this morning?
Remember, Jim, I don't know if you remember Western Auto.
I do not.
It used to be in like Central Park Plaza in Buffalo. It was like kind of like a Sears store. You could buy anything there. And they were around for quite a long time, and I just heard your subject, and I thought about that.
Ed, what do you think about Sears going out of business? Do you still do your shopping in person? Do you still go to the mall or go to a department store?
I go to the stores all the time. I don't do anything online. I like being in the stores and work with the people. And Sears, I guess everything's going over to Lowe's now. They're going to take over all their products, the Black & Decker and all that.
Yeah, you know, that was the first, in my opinion, mistake Sears made. They were hard up for cash, and they sold Craftsman, as you said, and Black & Decker to Lowe's. I mean, it kind of started going downhill after that.
Right. And I didn't like online shopping. It just killed it. It killed a lot of jobs for a lot of people, too.
Oh. It sure did, Ed. You know, that for me is the saddest part of Sears leaving, is now there are more unemployed people that have to go back out there and look for a job. Ed, thank you so much for the call. Opens up a line for you, 803-0930. How you doing your holiday shopping, and what do you miss from your past? More after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Waypoint here on the Friday show. Joe Beamer with you. We are talking about the sad news that Sears, the final Sears in Western New York, is closing. Not only a big blow to Sears, but a pretty big blow to the McKinley Mall. Sears occupies 20% of the mall space. That will now be unoccupied starting in February. So I want to know from you, what will you be doing for your shopping this holiday season? Will it be online? Will it be going to physical shopping centers? Maybe a mix of both. Also, give me one reason to shop at a brick and mortar. Give me one reason to shop online. And tell me something from your past or something from the past you wish would come back. For me, it was Discovery Zone. For a few people on the text board, it was this. That was the best version of the Bring Brand Names Home for the Holidays I could find. So I gave it my best shot. Like I said, for me, it was DZ. What is it for you? Crystal Beach has a lot of reaction on the text board. Sounded like it was a great place. Like I said, Steve Cishan did a piece on that online, and it had some great pictures. It really illustrated what Crystal Beach used to be. Like I said, I don't remember it, but it was cool to see those pictures and hear you guys on the text board explaining what how cool Crystal Beach was here in Western New York. 803-0930. Let's go to Tom in Newstead. Tom, good morning.
Hello. Hey, I'll give you a recent, like last night, experience with internet shopping.
Okay.
I'm not your typical mall shopper. I restore antique tractors, and these are 75 years old, and I needed an axle hub that mounts, the wheel mounts on this thing, and that goes on the axle. My son says, oh, check out Ford New Holland. I said, well, I shouldn't say that. Check out the dealer. I go on there. Oh, yeah, they got them. $470. That's a problem for my wife. So I said, well, let's do the way I do it. And I went on eBay, and you can buy them brand new all day long for $52, free shipping. And I went a little further. And these tractors, or at least the ones that these hubs fit, they made more than a million of them. And there's a lot of them that aren't worth fixing. I found a guy that must salvage them because he had six used ones for $30 and free shipping. So I had to think about which one I wanted. Since my 75-year-old tractor is more than used, the used one will look good on that. And I'll have it, I think they said the 14th or something. I typically get it the cheapest. The free shipping is always the cheapest. I typically get it a couple days before they say, and it's typically 3 days. And the one I'm working on now, I'm ashamed to say I've had for 18 years, so a couple extra days won't matter, will it?
I would hope not, Tom.
No. And anybody dealing in antique cars, tractors, trucks, stuff like that, I remember the days with no cell phone, you tromped around junkyards and looked in classified ads, and it was a nightmare finding this stuff. And now you've got it in 5 minutes. And I don't have PayPal. I just use a credit card, and I always have trouble checking out. But I would say from the time I looked this up to find the one that I wanted, decide to do it, and then check out probably was no more than 10 or 15 minutes. And all done.
All right. Well, that is one positive for the physical shopping, Tom.
What I wish would come back, you're too young for this, but longtime listeners would remember, is JR on GR. Have you heard of this legend?
I have not.
JR and Susie. And Susie would always say, well, Tom, what say you? They were from Pennsylvania. And his favorite stick, he had the old sound effects. Do you guys have that?
Which one?
A flushing toilet.
I mean, I'm sure we could find one, but we don't have a soundboard that it plays off of.
He had a soundboard, and what he would do is occasionally, one of my favorite songs, it's very emotional, I get choked up. It was Walter Brennan and Old Rivers. You're too young for that, but look it up, and you'll get choked up at the end. And he always said, well, this is supposed to be sentimental. I don't get it. And when he played it at the end, when Walter Brennan chokes up, he goes, my God. And then he pushed the flushing toilet. And well, I still have today, he called his men, you know, or his fans, working stiffs, you know. Well, he called them working squids. And to this day on my hard hat, I have that bumper sticker on the back of my hard hat. I am a working squid.
Well, Tom, I always like to go and look at listen to old radio, so I will definitely be checking that out.
Ask Bowerly, JR on GR.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. That's Tom in Newstead. I have to say, though, I would like a soundboard. I think that would be pretty cool to have, you know, certain sound effects at my right, you know, when someone says something or something happens, I could play it right away. I don't know. I'm just riffing. 803-0930, star 930. Now, in all the reading I did for what's going on with malls, what's going on with brick-and-mortar stores, department stores, the Bloomberg article that says Gen Z, Generation Z, which is defined as people currently 7 to 22, that they are the ones saving the mall, that they have positive experiences going to the mall. 95% of them did their shopping at a physical shopping center in a three-month period, that only 75% of millennials and 58% of Generation X did. Now, to me, that was fascinating because you see, you're seeing all these stores go away. You walk through certain malls, I mean, and they are just dead. There's a series on YouTube from a guy named Dan Bell. There's also Ace's Adventures, and they go through these malls that, you know, you can tell by the way they're built. They used to be at full capacity. They used to, you know, be where everyone went to do their shopping. And they'll go through there, and there will be tons of empty stores. The anchors will be all empty. And there might be, you know, a GNC and a Bath and Body Works left. And that's it. And it's sad to see that. It's sad to walk through certain malls here. There was an employee interviewed by the Buffalo News. They called the Sears store on Wednesday, and the man said the mall, the McKinley Mall, is dead, except on weekends. Sears sales have dropped dramatically. The McKinley Mall is a shell of what it used to be. I don't even walk through the mall anymore. It's too depressing, the man said. So that, and I kind of feel the same way too. Now, like I said, I think the McKinley Mall has some great places to shop. Old Navy, Express Outlet. You can get something that looks Express, cheap. I like that. Best Buy, Barnes & Noble. So it's sad to see a place that I frequent, that I like to go and do shopping at, lose the Sears, because now it's probably going to be a domino effect. And, you know, it's sad to see what's going on at the Boulevard Mall. You walk through there, not only is there no one shopping there, it seems they only have half the lights on. And last year around Christmas time, going there during Christmas shopping season or the holiday shopping season, and to see it half dead, it's depressing. I'll agree with what the guy said. And the store that I used to do when I worked retail, the store I worked at, it's closed now. So it's sad to see what used to be these where everyone flocked to, right? I mean, starting mid-November, these shopping centers would be packed. There'd be a line throughout the mall to go see Santa. You just don't have that anymore. And it's all sad. You know, I agree with what the guy said in the article. So I want to know from you, Buffalo, how will you be doing your holiday shopping? Give me a positive for brick and mortar. Give me a positive for online shopping. Do you see the mall? Do you see physical shopping centers making a comeback? Gee, I hope so, because they're building one right down the street on Sheridan as we speak. And also, something from the past you wish would come back. You miss it. You think about it often. For me, it's Discovery Zone. I want to hear from you. And remember, starting at 11, we will take your calls thanking a vet or just thanking vets in general and why you are thankful for their service. It's Joe Beamer here on the Friday Show. It's Joe Beamer with you talking everything retail. Sears, the sad news that the final Sears in Western New York is going out of business in February. The closing sale will start December 2nd. Is that the end? Do you see the end of malls in sight? I have an article here that says, yes, it's right around the corner. I have one that says the comeback is right around the corner. And then another one that says from the same publication that the comeback is very unlikely. So depends who you talk to. I want to know from you, how are you doing your holiday shopping this year? Give me a positive for brick and mortar. Give me a positive for online shopping. Tell me what you missed from the past. Like for me, it's Discovery Zone. Brand names was mentioned a few times on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Hills has been mentioned. No one's mentioned Ames, which bought Hills, which also might be very telling why after Ames bought Hills, it was straight to the bottom. 803-0930. Let's start with Daryl in Medina. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, boss. How are you?
I'm all right, Daryl. What do you think about all of this?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to go. We got to go to my daughter's for Thanksgiving, so we'll probably do some shopping down there. They've got a lot, you know, they've put enough stores down there to go digging around, but trying to find stuff. You know, that it isn't priced right out of the ballpark. I do some metal railroading. Well, you know what's happened to the price. I don't know if you've done any of that stuff, because the prices on the stuff has got to the point. It's not for kids anymore. Trying to buy a toy train for a kid, forget it. You're looking at $300-$400 just to get a cheap set.
I did not realize that had shot up in price so much.
Well, look it up. It's like, you look up Lionel, MTH, any of them. I'm talking the bigger trains now. Even the HO stuff has gone hog wild. I mean, that stuff is crazy. One thing I do miss like crazy, and you're going to have to get a hold of Danny Nevereth and ask him if they've still got the original things they used to do at Christmas time. He used to do Pierre Puck, but he used to do the 50-foot Christmas tree. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
I am not, Daryl.
He used to do it every day before Christmas. You'd hear, oh, they're putting the Christmas tree up, and the Christmas tree would fall down, you know, and so on. And he always had a whole shtick that he did with that, and it was just funny. And then the one year we hit, they had, I don't know, I'll really dig some memories out. One year they had song, there was a song out, it's called Who Stole the Kishka? Go ahead.
Well, all right, Daryl, well, I'll have to find these. Hopefully they're on tape somewhere.
Danny will be able to tell you where it were, because he was the one that was doing them, and because he's doing them in the morning. And I was trying to think what else, because there was some other points. I had a list for yesterday, but I even thought I got on, I would have been 20 minutes, because I started I started writing a whole bunch of stuff down, and I'll wait. I'll save up Monday because things aren't going to go away for a while.
Daryl, sounds good, man. You have a great weekend. That's Daryl in Medina. Let's go to Ryan in Clarence. Ryan, good morning.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning to you. It's funny that Daryl just called there. My dad was a big train guy, too, and I can kind of it's kind of interesting. Correlation to the whole mall situation, just with the prices. Going to the malls, years ago, I'm 40 years old, so I've kind of seen, I was young enough to see the Hills and the brand names and old enough now to get the benefits of online shopping. But, some of the people that have mentioned, that woman earlier talking about Sears, and, it's great just to go to the store, just to, number one, even if you're not buying anything, just to get out and see things and touch things and even if you're not buying anything, and obviously the benefit to buying online is, the ease. And you know what, with a little asterisk here, sometimes you get a better deal online. Sometimes people think they're getting better deals, but they're not. Not always, anyway. But I just think in the future, I just think the malls are going to be less. I don't think they're going to go extinct. I think in the next 10 years, the Galleria and the outlets will be, the two main malls. And like you said, Eastern Hills and they're kind of going to another place where it'll be kind of like the mixed use. But I think, 5-10 years from now, the Galleria and the outlets will still be there. I think each city will have a main mall or two, but it's not like how it was, it's just the way it is,
Right. And you mentioned Diane's call. It used to be where people, they went and they got everything at the Sears or at JCPenney's. They didn't go to shop the deals. They had a relationship with those stores, and you just don't see that anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. There's just, and it's pros and cons. There's so many more options now. And yeah, those relationships are different. You don't have that quote mom and pop stuff is just so little now. And so, it's kind of.
Hey, Ryan, sorry, we got news coming up, but you're right on. I think we'll have, the Galleria and the outlets and then, we'll see. 803-0930 coming up next hour. Tell me, or shout out to a vet. Thank a vet. Tell me why you're thankful for a particular vet or just vets in general. It's Veterans Day Monday. Next hour, your thanks on the Friday show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.